The Global Media Monitoring Project has been conducted every 5 years since the 1995 Beijing Conference on Women. This year's study has been the largest, with teams in 114 countries reviewing more than 22,000 news reports. Nanette Brown is Chief of Communications and Advocacy at UN Women, the UN gender entity, which has supported the project.
Women are the subjects of news coverage only about a quarter of the time, a ratio that has not changed in the past 5 years. Since 1995, it has only increased by 7%. If this glacial pace were to continue, it would still take another 75 years until we reach parity of women as news subjects in the media.
The teams analyzed information such as the number of women in news stories and their function, for example, as a spokesperson or expert. The sex of the journalists reporting the stories and the topics covered in their reports were also studied. Dr. Glory Damaraj has been with the project since its inception.
North American news has the highest percentage of experts in the news who are women, 32%, followed by the Caribbean, 29%, and Latin America, 27%. In the U.S., women subjects are 36%. Still, there is a lack of gender equity.
One area where women do lead news coverage is as subjects, but only in stories about surviving domestic violence. Overall, women are more than twice as likely as men to be portrayed as victims. The situation improves when it comes to who is presenting the news, but even then, the news is not that great.
Female presenters slightly outnumber men in Asia, 58%, the Middle East, 57%, and the Pacific regions, 52%. While in the rest of the regions, the numbers are at or just below parity, apart from North America. Younger presenters on screen are predominantly female, but the scales tip dramatically at 50 years old when men begin to dominate the news anchoring scene.
The survey proposes targets to address gaps. For example, within the next 5 years, 30% of global news coverage should highlight issues of gender equality or inequality. Karen Achtelstetter is General Secretary of the World Association for Christian Communication, the group behind the study.
And our plans of action include newsrooms and activist groups, journalism training institutions, state regulators, funders, and all of those have a role to play to not only secure news media accountability to women, but also to guard against loss of the gains made so far.
For UN Women, the report should serve as a wake-up call for media organizations and newsrooms. Once again, Nanette Brown.
Media are a powerful force in shaping how we see the world, what we think, and how we act. We know now that the ways in which women are depicted has a profound effect on attitudes and can either reinforce or break with traditional roles and stereotypes. That recognition brings responsibility.
UN Women is hoping sexism in media will be stamped out by the year 2020. Deanne Penn, United Nations.